This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares, hour number two. And Bert, before you say another word, I just want to let you know that I'm looking at record rankings here at USA Prepares. Record rankings.
Now, just to be clear, is that in view listenership, or are you talking about your? Okay.
Students.
Yeah. Okay. Students. Well, that's pretty good.
And instructors, students and instructors who are listening right now in class, paying careful attention to what we're saying. Record ranking, and I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah. Well, Vince, I have some breaking news on one of the topics we've discussed almost every week, and maybe this is a ray of hope. Maybe it's just subterfuge. But we've talked about EV car fires, so I'll just jump right in. This is kind of a little bit breaking news there's been lots of car fires, and the basic problem, Vince, is the batteries catch fire, and they get in an accident, something disturbs them, and they're prone to catch fire. And one of the facts of why these fires are occurring is that the chance of your battery catching fire is in direct proportion to the energy density. So what I mean is, when they're trying to pack more power into the batteries, it turns out that has the side effect of having it be more problematic and more statistically possible for that battery to catch fire. I'm guessing the nickel iron batteries you use at the farm probably don't have huge energy density, and that's probably why they're safe, and that's also probably why they don't want to use them in cars, because of the energy density. But the news story is that we'll see what happens. It's not going to come out for another 2 or 3 years, but Toyota has announced a partnership to work on a solid-state battery, which is safer. It does still have some lithium in it, but it's safer because instead of liquid, it's solid, and it's way less prone to catch fire. We'll see. Nothing may come of it, but possibly they're onto something that may make our battery safer. But as you know, we've discussed how not only are the batteries dangerous, but when they catch fire, the fire departments, their first reflex is to just turn on the fire hose, and putting water on the lithium battery fire actually can make the fire, it doesn't put it out, and it can actually make it worse. Probably the only way water can put the fire out is if you literally dunk the car into a lake and completely surround it with water, and that probably would eventually do it. Once all the air is taken out. But so Vince, breaking story that Toyota is working on a new, what's called solid-state battery, completely different technology. We'll see if it comes out or not, because a lot of times these things they make the company sound good, but they never come to fruition.
Interesting you say that, and I absolutely agree. It makes perfect sense. And we've been talking about this for a while, about the energy density. So the more energy you put in a smaller space, the greater the potential for an explosion or a fire. And if you think about it, we have compressed more and more explosive energy in and smaller projectiles, if you will, bombs, if you will. You know, there used to be 500-pound bombs that would drop from airplanes, and they could be smaller and smaller and smaller now. So more energy density, more destructive force. And you mentioned the so when I'm using that as an analogy, if you will, for what you said about the nickel iron battery bank and the lithium battery bank. So what I've seen is that you can buy a lithium battery pack and hang it on the wall. So you can have your solar panels, you can have your charge controller, and you can have your battery bank hang on the wall because it's smaller. A lithium battery is way smaller than nickel iron for the same amount of current storage capacity. The battery bank that we built here at our farm is nickel iron, and it's a flooded cell. So each cell has an electrolyte, and like a lead acid battery. And lead acid batteries, it's heavy. So we have 80 cells. Each one of them is 1.2 volts. And we have 40 of them in one string. So 40 cells at 1.2 volts in series is 48 volts. And then we have another string that's 40 cells in series, which is 48 volts total. And then we put those two strings in parallel, so we have twice the current storing capacity. But this battery bank that we have, it does not hang on a wall. It's impossible to hang it on a wall. It weighs 8,800 pounds. So it's a heavy, heavy battery system. And when we top off the electrolyte, the chemical process creates an off-gassing. And hydrogen and oxygen disappear and goes into the atmosphere. And we have to replace the water that was H2O that vaporized, if you will. And we typically, I'm thinking about 160 gallons of distilled water a year, 160 gallons. So there's a maintenance component to that, and most people don't want to be bothered. It's a hassle. It takes about an hour four times a year. The bottom line is too much hassle topping off the batteries. You'd have to lift off the cab of the car because the batteries are on the floor and stuffed into every crevice. I'm just equating it to a lithium-type electric vehicle battery bank. But it's so heavy, it's not practical. So that's why they don't use it. And that's the type of battery system that was used in the original electric vehicles around 1906. They had the battery chemistry of nickel iron.
Yeah. People probably don't know some of the first automobiles that were manufactured and produced were actually electric, not gasoline. In fact, gasoline was a byproduct from the refining process that at one point some of the refineries weren't sure what to do with. They were, I saw some pictures of, this is before we took care of the planet like we do, better now. They would just dump it into rivers or lakes. It was just a byproduct they didn't know what to do with.
You're talking about gasoline, right? It's a waste product of making kerosene.
Like 120 years ago.
Yeah. They'd want the kerosene for the lamps, kerosene lamps. They would want the lubricating oil for machinery. So those are two things that they wanted. But the gasoline, and you get gasoline as a byproduct of, or as a product of fractional distillation. And so to get the kerosene, you're going to get gasoline in a fixed percentage. And my dad told me stories, exactly what you said, Bert. He said, but the rivers caught on fire because of the gasoline floating on top of the water. He told me he saw that. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Well, back then we just, I don't know what it was. We didn't know better. We would just think of the rivers and lakes as just the dumping ground. And You know, I remember when I grew up, the Hudson River was a joke. I mean, it was so polluted. Nothing could live. You didn't even want to touch it. And, I don't know if I'd eat them, but there are fish in the Hudson River now, all the way down to Manhattan. Still not sure I'd want to put one on my plate, but it's way better, Vince, than it had been when we were growing up.
Abraham Lincoln's child got really, really ill from drinking water from the Potomac River. Absolutely true. Got really, and died. And died. So we've done some beyond stupid things. Beyond stupid. And I'm talking about industry. I'm talking about fluoride as a byproduct of making aluminum. So we have this byproduct, and what do we do with it? So the aluminum industry paid farmers to dump it on the farms. So the farmers would dig a hole, get paid to dump this product, and it's called fluoride, and cover it up. Everything was good until it rained. And then the water would percolate up with the fluoride in it, and the cows would drink from the puddles, and that's what they do, and die. And they said, well, this is a real problem. This is a real problem. So let's put it in toothpaste and give everybody some. True story.
Yeah.
Bert, what's next?
Well, Vince, on the same theme, a lot of people don't necessarily see the connection, but we'll make it. You know, there's auto strikes going on with the big three automakers, and one of the factors behind the strike has to do with EVs. So on the surface, when you look at the manufacturing plant for an EV, there's less jobs, there's less factory workers because there's less parts. And so the union's concerned that there's going to be less jobs, and as cars move toward electric, they're going to lose jobs. And there really isn't less jobs, but what happens is you look at the manufacturer of the batteries. Well, those are done in non-union plants, you know, in China, or we talked about the one being built in Kansas, but, you know, the manufacturer of the batteries is being done separately. The mining for the batteries is being done separately. In some cases, some of the other components that are going into the EV car, some of the electronic components are being produced at non-union factories. So it's actually a factor, but they don't want to come right out and just say we're against this rapid move toward EVs, because then they'll lose some supporters who might think that, you know, EVs are just the greatest thing for the environment. So they don't want to come out and say it, but beneath the surface, if you actually look at what's going on, for instance, they're trying to, in the negotiations, say, well, if you're going to have all these battery factories, then you need to make those workers unionize, because otherwise, you know, we're losing jobs at the main assembly plant, because you need less of us, because it is easier to, you know, an electric motor just comes from the factory all built. There's not a lot, you know what's in an electric motor. It's relatively easy to build compared to, and you run an auto shop, so you know how many parts are in an internal combustion engine. So it's actually been a factor, believe it or not, in the strike negotiations going on now.
Yeah, and those jobs, what the union wants is the jobs to stay in America. So when we outsource batteries, even if we're going to build a plant in Kentucky, a lot of the jobs are going to go to Asia and elsewhere.
That's correct.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us. Bert, you know, electric motor does have a spinning copper winding that rotates, and on either end of that spinning copper winding is a bearing that supports it and keeps it running true and reduces friction of the moving shaft. Well, we don't make very many bearings. And so when we think about an electric car being made in the United States, I submit to you that it's not made in the United States. Maybe part of it's made in the United States, but many parts of it, like the, maybe the blower motor, the air conditioning compressor, those kinds of things are made elsewhere, not in the United States. As a matter of fact, we are finding now that the big box stores sell brakes. I'm talking about disc brake pads, drum brake shoes. Used to be made in the United States. And when I was selling auto parts back in the 1970s, you could buy relined brakes or you could buy brand new brakes. So if it were a drum brake, it would be a friction lining riveted or bonded to a brake shoe. And when you had your brakes replaced, they would replace the shoes because the linings would wear out, the friction material designed to absorb or to slow down the motion of the axle and the wheel and the brake drum. And the brake linings would wear out. So they could rebuild them. They could use the steel shoes and just put new linings on them, clean them, sandblast them, and put new linings on. So you could buy new or use. But now what happens is most of the brake shoes and brake pads are from China. We don't even make them. So many parts, wheel hubs, water pumps, belts, alternators, starters, bearings, you name it, blower motors, come from China. So even if the United Auto Workers want to build a car in the United States, they're just assembling it in the United States with global components, globally sourced components, which really means parts that we didn't make here in the United States. So I think it's, I am behind the auto workers. I'm with them to regain the American factory capacity that has been through the insatiable greed of the CEOs and the board of directors, boards of directors, and the shareholders, because they want more and more profit. They've outsourced everything that they could so far. I want it back here in the United States. So yeah. Bravo to the auto workers union.
Yeah, and Vince, you mentioned parts from China. The story we broke earlier in the week about the counterfeit aviation parts coming from a company headquartered in England. It's made, I heard it on mainstream media this morning. So it's, we broke the story from a lot of places. I think it was Tuesday morning, but other media's picked up on it, and they got to take apart engines and try and find these parts. Now, luckily they're not in. There's certain parts where you actually are considered a certain life to the part, and it's a different scale and a whole different type of qualification. It's not in that category where they have so many service hours and then they automatically have to be replaced. It's at the next level, but still dangerous. So the aviation companies are busy trying to figure out where these parts were and get them replaced. And I don't know what's happened to the company. I suspect they're probably out of business. But was on the mainstream media this morning, Vince.
Bert, here's something that we're finding, and this is specific to Chinese manufactured parts for automobiles. So let's say, here's an example. Chevrolet with a manual five-speed transmission in their pickup truck, the Silverado, has a clutch, just a standard clutch like you'd have in the stick shift days. And I've got one of these. But it's hydraulic. And the parts, the hydraulic lines are made in China. And there's two pieces. So if one piece goes bad, you just buy another one. But the one that you buy, new, won't work with the one that's already on the car. You have to buy the whole thing. You have to buy the whole everything from the Chinese manufacturer.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Steve Scalise bowing out of the race to become the next Speaker of the House. Senator Tommy Tuberville alerting Capitol Police earlier this week to what he called an attempt to encourage politically motivated assassination by former CIA and NSA Director General Michael Hayden. Because of his comments on social media the day before that Tuberville should be removed from the human race. The United States and Qatari governments halting a deal that would have granted Iran $6 billion in humanitarian aid. Gaza getting pummeled by airstrikes as Israel prepares for a possible ground assault. The Israeli Defense Forces say they have mobilized about 300,000 reservists near the Gaza border and are continuing large-scale strikes on Hamas targets. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh,
keep
it. Thank God, you're
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, just to explain this a little bit further, the clutch on a Chevrolet Silverado around 2001 era is made in China. So there's a clutch master cylinder. You know, you step on the clutch pedal and it pushes against it. It's just like a brake master cylinder, but it's for a clutch. And then there's a hydraulic line that runs to a slave cylinder. And that slave cylinder pushes the pressure plate, against the pressure plate, so that it releases the clutch. Well, what was happening is we bought one replacement line, and when I would step on the clutch, it would work fine sometimes. Other times when I step on the clutch, my foot would go to the floor, and I could not disengage the clutch, which means that your engine is running, and you're going to go, if you're going forward in a gear, you're going to stay in that gear unless you force the transmission to go out of gear. That means you can't start the vehicle because if you start it, you have no clutch in order to engage the transmission to go forward or backward. So you're stuck. So we couldn't figure out what was going on. We bought the new part at AutoZone, and ultimately I called the factory.
In China?
It's a U.S., I guess I should say the engineering
importer. Yeah, okay.
I called them up, talked to tech support, and I said, what's up? And they said, well, no, it should be fine. Finally, I figured out that I need to replace both lines. So the two lines that snap together, and they're both made in China. But you had to buy them as a set. But they don't sell them as a set. They sell them as individually. So you have to have, like, the same version number of the design. And if you have a version number that's off, they don't work together. And your clutch doesn't work. And you never know exactly when it's not going to work. So it's a really dangerous situation. So I solved it by buying two new clutch lines, two new hydraulic lines, and that solved the problem. But, you know, it used to be, Bert, that if you had a clutch, you could adjust the clutch. It'd be a little nut and a rod, and just get out of the car with a half-inch wrench, and you just adjust the clutch rod and take up the free travel so your clutch would operate properly. Well, and it compensates for wear. Well, with the new ones, you don't have a clutch rod. You just have this hydraulic system. So if you want to adjust the clutch, all you have to do is take the transmission out and the starter. And then what you do is you remove the flywheel. And then you put a shim behind the flywheel. And then you retorque the flywheel and put the transmission and starter back in. And, you know, 3 hours later, you've got your clutch adjusted, but it may not be exactly right. And you may have the wrong size shim. So you have to do it again. This is nuts.
Yeah, well, the good news, Vince, is when we change to all electric cars, there will be no clutch.
Right. There'll be no clutch. But, Bert, who is going to fix that center console that does everything, that screen that says temperature control, radio, all of the settings that you would have to control will be on a single panel. Who is going to... I submit that there's not a single individual who owns one of those things, a late model vehicle with a center console with all of these accessories that you just tap on the screen. I'll bet you there's not one person who owns a vehicle that has that could fix it.
No, they're probably just replaceable and dispose the old one in a landfill, unfortunately.
Yeah.
They're probably not fixable.
Yeah. Right, Mount Trashmore. Right, just build another Mount Trashmore.
Yeah, for our ancestors in 1,000 years to dig up and wonder what we were thinking.
Yeah, and there's one other thing. So brake pads that come from China don't fit. So you go buy brake pads and you go to put them in. They go, it won't fit. It's too big. The brake pads are too big. So all you have to do is grind them if you have a grinder, or buy new calipers and brake pads that all come from China, and then you can have it fit. But that's going to cost you 5X, 10X without the labor. So the automakers are right. We need to bring it back to the United States where someone is in charge of specifications and someone's in charge of making sure that the parts that are made in the United States meet the specifications so they fit. But we don't seem to have that. Because companies in China are selling to importers who are selling to big box stores, and then we buy the parts. So there's so many pieces in the supply chain that it doesn't seem to get back to China that the parts don't fit. And actually, I'm sick of these parts breaking and not fitting. Literally, Bert, I'm thinking that we send back 50% of the parts that we buy because they don't work.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what the brand is. They don't work. They don't fit.
Yeah. Do you have any capability to, like, Milvum or, you know, Millibolt or
Here's what I'm talking about. So, for example, spark plug, ignition coils now live on the spark plugs. Okay, so you have a four-cylinder car, you buy it, the owner wants all new ignition coils. Okay, so you buy them. And they arrive, and you find out that three of the four fit, but the fourth one wiggles itself off the spark plug while you're pushing it on. So you push it on, it wiggles off, all by itself. And you wait. So would the average mechanic say, it's close enough, just leave it? Maybe. But we don't do that. We say, it's not perfect. It is not perfect, so we send it back. So it's like everything we buy has a problem. Everything. If it's a gasket, the guys who put the gasket in the box don't put it in right, and the gasket gets beat up during transportation. So the gasket will fail, so we don't use it. So we get another gasket. So everything is like, we got to do it twice. And sometimes when we put the new part in, it fails right away anyway.
Yeah, maybe the future for some of those parts is you just laser print them yourself, and every company that's buying some of these parts just has a bank of printers that can print out gaskets and bolts and washers, and maybe that's the future. We'll reach a level of sophistication in laser printing that some of those parts you'll be able to just make yourself.
I was working on a Generac water-cooled 22-kilowatt generator yesterday. And the engine, it's a four-cylinder engine made by Mitsubishi. The starter is made by Nippon Denso, another Japanese company. And the battery cables are great, except they're 1 inch too short. Who approves these designs? I'm talking about Generac. How did they come up with a design where the battery cables are 1 inch too short? Did they say, wait a minute, no. We can't have another battery cable for this generator. We're going to have to use ones that we already stocked for other models of generators.
Yeah, I think they had a problem in the metric to British conversion.
Right. So Bert, everything seems to be less good than it should be. If I were Generac, they would not want me to be in quality control because I'd be saying, rework this. The assembly line would get shut down because I'd say, no. I'm not approving this.
Yeah.
It's substandard.
Well, their shipments would fall, but ultimately it would help them because they were going to have less returns and they can improve their warranty, Yeah, I heard Generac has over 50% market share for home generators, home installed.
That makes absolute sense. Where are you going to get it? There's Kohler. They make generators. And who else makes them? Kohler's a pretty darn good company. They really are. But, there are other companies that make generators, but not like for the home. For the home, Generac has got the biggest share of the market. They really do. And Bert, here's what they've done. It's not like rocket science. They said, let's build a generator. So what do we need? Well, we need an engine. Okay. And we need a generator head. Okay. And let's put it in a coffin, weatherproof. And let's have some air vents in there. And let's have some start and stop controls. And let's have a transfer switch. So they took technologies that existed and put it all together.
Yeah.
And so they have air-cooled engines.
They have so many models. Is that why? Because, I've gone to their website, and it's just so many different models to choose from.
Right.
Do they really need
that
many?
No, of course not. And then they have tech support. And, you can call them up and ask them a question. But they won't tell you the answer. I mean, I have a generator that's a three-phase. It's an industrial generator, four-cylinder, liquid-cooled. So what I'm talking about for the Mitsubishi engine. And it weighs 1,000 pounds. But they make one that's also 22 kilowatts that weighs half as much, about 450 pounds. But it's air-cooled. And the specs are, they both generate 22 kilowatts. One is like 10 times better than the other. The one we have, the liquid cool, is way better. Will last way longer. But to the average consumer, they don't know that there's a major difference between water-cooled and air-cooled. And then when you call tech support, like, for example, I said, I've got this generator and I want to convert three-phase to single or split-phase, sometimes called single-phase. How do I do it? The guy says, you can't do it. That's not true. I can do it. I know I can do it. And all I have to do is rearrange the windings, the cables that come from the generator head, just rearrange them in a different sequence, and I'll have split phase. But tech support said I can't do it.
Well, they don't want you to do it.
Right.
Because if anything happens, they're not going to, it's going to be an oddball if they got to do anything with it.
Right. So I saw the paperwork from this generator, and the guy that sold it to us was running the, you know, he was the facilities manager for a corporation, like a hotel kind of thing, almost. And so he gave me the paperwork, and they just had it serviced, and it had an oil change, $500 for an oil change. This thing holds like, I don't know, 2.5 quarts of oil. I'm trying to figure out how exactly does an oil change for 2.5 quarts of oil come to $500? So I called the company that did the service work on it. I said, No. See, we didn't do an oil change. We didn't do it. We didn't change the filter. We didn't change the oil. All we did was take the leaf blower and blow out some of the leaves in there and put a automotive battery in there so it would start. That's all we did. But he writes down the official receipt says oil change. Bert, you can't believe anything. You can't believe anything anymore.
Yeah. Vince, ready for a change of topic? There's some...
No.
Before we end, I wanted to let class know we do have an uptick in space weather, and that ties into what I wanted to tell class is a study came out Monday from University of Leeds. I assume that's from England. And Vince, this is fascinating. They've spent years studying radiocarbon levels in ancient tree rings and ice cores in the French Alps and in Greenland. And they've come to an interesting conclusion about what happened 14,000 years ago, Vince. When we come back from break, I'll tell class about their conclusion of what happened from a solar storm, a massive solar storm, maybe the biggest ever, 14,000 years ago, so that would be 12,000 BC, and what they think that is tied to.
Sounds great. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Bert, some of the things that, actually all the things that you talk about are absolutely fascinating topics. You know, we should be friends.
Yeah. Let's put that on our agenda. Hey, so Vince, this is a fascinating study because the premise and conclusion, or at least theory, of this study is that 14,000 years ago, a massive solar storm hit the Earth. And before that time, we were in a almost permanent ice age. There were human beings, and they were basically living in caves. There was, the planet was almost entirely covered in ice. Vince, that's why they call it the Ice Age. And, you know, there were animals, there were humans, and they had to adapt to, you know, I mean, whatever transportation you had, it was, going on ice and snow. And for whatever reason, the sun had a massive solar storm 14,000 years ago, so that would be about 12,000 BC. And Vince, that melted the ice, and that's when we see a lot of civilizations emerging, people starting to grow crops. And we now think that's when the pyramids were built. You know, they used to say, oh, they were, you know, 3,000 or 4,000 years ago. Some people are saying, no, they were built a lot older than that, maybe 10,000 or 12,000 years ago. So this solar storm seems to correlate, and that's what these researchers have basically put the study together to say, is that the end of the Great Ice Age was triggered by a massive solar storm that hit the Earth, warmed the planet up, and allowed the ice to melt and have all the planet we have today. And could another one happen? I don't know, Vince, but I'm looking at the Planetary K Index, and medium high, but it's been pretty low for a couple of weeks. So I don't want to say we're having a solar storm, but we have an increase in solar activity. And Vince, we mentioned before, we're going through a peak coming in the next 1 to 2 years in the 11-year solar cycle. So we're due for a solar storm similar to ones we've had in 1859 and in the 1920s. And since we're not prepared because our power grid's not prepared. Now, the cavemen didn't have to worry about that 14,000 years ago. They probably didn't have much of an electric grid. And ultimately, everybody was happy because the planet warmed up and the oceans formed. And as I said, civilization sprung up. And the planet's been pretty much that, more or less, that temperature since. We've had some minor ice ages and warming since then. They come and go, but that was the massive one that ended the Great Ice Age. And their theory, which looks very plausible from the radiation they've been able to get from ice cores and other diggings that they've done in Greenland and the French Alps, they, yes, there was something happened. You know, they can look at different elements, beryllium and different type of radioactive elements that are correlated to solar storms, and they said, yeah, something happened back then, and that ties exactly with the end of the ice age. So very interesting theory. And what it says is the major factor, you know, yes, we want to keep the environment clean and stop pollution, but it's not so much from a climate standpoint. It seems like for climate, the factors that affect the climate are the sun, asteroid impacts, and volcanoes. Those are the big three that affect ultimately, the big changes in our climate.
You know, Bert, I've been following the history of World War One and World War Two, and one of the things that they were saying is just Italy was like massive, massive rain, mud, and it was hard to conduct war in the mud, and they'd never seen mud like this. However, at the same time, there were shells going off, bombs going off, fires, you know, all over Europe, right? Because of World War One, massive dust in the sky. And I was taught in elementary school or grammar school, as it was previously called, that in order to have rain, you need to have some particle of dust in the air, and then the moisture adheres to it, and more moisture adheres to that, and then more moisture adheres to that, and then pretty soon you have a whole drop, and then the drop is heavier than air and falls down, and we call that rain.
Yeah.
Well,
that's how they do
it
rain.
Seems to me, right, and nonstop. So, I guess the point I'm trying to make is that I believe we alter the climate and alter the weather with some of the stupid things that we do. And it sounds to me like the way they figured this out about 14,000 years ago was through what, trees? Fossilized trees, is that right?
Yeah, ice cores, fossilized trees, that's correct.
Yeah. Bert, you come up with some really fascinating topics. So, tell you what, maybe you should have your people call my people, and let's see if we can become friends. You want to do that?
Yeah, we'll check. But the source of that, again, Vince, wasn't me. It was University of Leeds in England.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.